All right, I'm talking to a comrade who was currently at the Polish and Belarusian border to observe the situation there, to check what is going on and to support people which need help urgently.
Hey, hello.
Hey, thanks that you take the time to talk with me.
No problem.
So maybe you can first of all, briefly tell the people what have been your first impression when you arrived there in the area around the border.
So the situation is dramatic. My first impressions was that it's organized chaos because it's really hard to manage with all of those people which are in woods and how you can help them. The whole terrain over there, it's really hard. It's a lot of, you know, biggest part of that martial law zone, which is going through the whole line of the border. It's going 3 kilometers from Belarusian border inside the Polish country. It's martial law zone and no media or no humanitarian help can go in. Most of that terrain is also national park, so it's native forest, so it's there's a lot of swamps and it's really hard to go through over there. Also the temperatures are deadly. Yeah.
So that's the general circumstances around there. So maybe we can talk a little bit more about what is going on there at the moment, and maybe as well if you talk to some people in that zone and what's their kind of perception of the situation. I mean, here in the mainstream media there's always talked about Lukashenko and the Polish Peace Party and their like opinion about the situation, and they are always blaming the other side to be like guilty and that they caused this situation. And maybe, yeah, what's the impression of the people? How do they understand their situation?
So they don't understand the situation at all, because they heard from one side the lies of Lukashenko, who says that yeah, that will be easy to go to the Europe and the Belarus will support it in some way, like the visum and the flight and everything. So the people pay really huge money to get to Belarus, and then they are packed together to, so only those who have money, yeah, because there is also a lot of people who are in worse situation, and they going with their ways over there to the Polish border with that hope that they can break through and going to Poland, to Germany or to the west of European Union. And as you said, the whole mainstream, it's focused on Lukashenko and all of the sanctions which maybe will come and maybe not. And the Peace Party, it's playing the most important gamer yet on the moment. And they like to show themselves as a shield for the Europe, and that's only the you know, that's the basic for them, for the right wing way of thinking. Yeah, so it's only the political game, and from another side is just commercial profits, which is going on with the gas and another goods from east to the Europe, and nobody they care about the people. They are fully left there alone. Nobody talk about how it's possible to lose that problem. And in case of that, plenty, really huge amount of activists and also from anarchist movement, and the local people which are living in the zone and outside the zone are supporting themselves and supporting the people and working with the people. So they are going inside the woods, they are on the front line, which helping the people, the refugees, to survive the night in the woods. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, or in similar situations, like the support of the locals, it's a really crucial thing. But maybe as we are like an anarchist radio, maybe we can focus a little bit also. And I know there's like plenty of NGOs also around there, but maybe we can focus a little bit on the anarchist way of support the refugees over there. Can you tell a little bit more about how things are organized as far as you can?
So I cannot say a lot because of repressions which are going all the time for all activists which are working on the border. And anarchist movement had good structures and it's working really well in that situations. And yeah, the NGOs, that difference between NGOs and the anarchist movement, which was active on the place, is that the NGOs and the, I would say, normal activists or the people who want to help, they are still believe that the law is working and the law could help the refugees on the way. And we know how it is, and we know that it's almost impossible to work. That's why the main support is to help the people survive the night and then to respect the decision of they won't go forward or not and don't call for the border police like the lot of people from NGOs just making. Yeah, so it's working.
Even if we know that the law, we cannot trust in the law, I mean, it can, to know that it is like that can cause like really a feeling of powerlessness. I mean, we are not really that strong that we can solve the situation over there. But your personal impression is that like...
It not goes about to solve the problem, because on that moment with that power which we have, it's impossible. It goes to help survive the people in woods, to rescue everyone life which you spot, which you could reach over there. Of course, there is connections between a whole group, but every one group is taking their own decisions. Yeah,
right. I know it's a hard topic, but maybe let's talk a little bit more about the repression. Can you explain a little bit how these so-called pushbacks are taking place, as we can read everywhere and see in the mainstream media, and also maybe how does repression in these like soon between the borders looks like? You already told about like that's really cold and stuff and the circumstances in the forest. But as we know, there's also a lot of other really harsh things happening.
So, as you said, the pushbacks are taking place daily and everywhere on any or every people. So there's kids, men and women are pushed back to the Belarus and from Polish border and Lithuanian also. So the things like pepper spray, dogs beaten and also sexual harassment, they are daily things which are the refugees are facing off. And of course, because of that situation, with how it's going over there, there is also all the time the bigger and stronger human trafficking. So it's hard, yeah. It's hard to talk about it without getting into the details, which are worse and worse with any one next stories which other people on the place are facing in. Yeah. There are the whole families which are spread on the place, and the people meet just a 12-year-old kid in the woods alone because all the family was pushed back. There are ladies which was raped on the border for soldiers or for people from another groups. So it's really hot topic, and it's taking place all the time, daily, everywhere on the whole border, and not only in the border of Poland.
So maybe you can like also advise something to people which are not in the region there. How can they support the struggle? How couldn't they support the refugees?
So put the information forward, say loud what is going on over here, what is going on over there. Make demonstrations, make direct actions against the whole border politic in Europe and anywhere. Yeah, act. If you want, you can also, of course, collect the monies and the money through some solid actions and send it to the people who are on the place and the all the links, and so you can all the information you can find in the internet, and if you're more nearby the Poland, you can also collect stuff and send it over there, but please inform yourselves or ask the people which are working on the place what exactly do I need it, because it's changing all the time, the situation is really dynamic, and ask before.
Is there something you want to add to this short conversation. Sadly, we have not too much time today, but I'm sure we will report more detailed soon.
Yeah, I would say plan your actions from strategic way. Don't go just in the fire, because it doesn't make, in my opinion, any sense. Think strategic, communicate, and go forward. Act. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.